Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. The University of Louisiana Monroe's Visual and Performing Arts have a lot of programs coming up this summer that parents like you who may want to keep your children busy may want to check out. The director of ULM's VAPA department, Daryl Long, joins me in studio. Daryl, welcome to Land Yap.
Thank you. Good morning.
Right. So you guys have already had a couple of things going on this summer. Kind of catch us up on what's been going on.
Yeah, it's been a busy summer so far. We began with a drum major camp, drum major and leadership camp in June. Then we served as host for the Louisiana Baptist All-State Youth Choir. They came to campus for a week to get their act together, start rehearsals and things like that. Then they went on a tour up through Tennessee. They do that every year, so we're hoping we can host them again. It was a great group of young people to have on campus. And then we just finished last weekend the flute camp. Basically for high school students. And then a couple weeks before that was the New Music on the Bayou Festival that Dr. Mel Mobley put together. So it's been real busy so far, and we have some more camps coming up soon. We have the junior high band camp, July 11th through 13th. The unique thing about that camp is that it's sponsored by the band house over in West Monroe. So that camp is completely free to the students. And they even get a T-shirt out of the deal. So if anybody wants any information on that, they can call my office at 342-3811 or go by the band house out in West Monroe. And then August 1st through 5th, we have an art camp on campus that's for ages 8 through 16, and they get exposed to almost every area of art, ceramics, painting. I think they even get to do a little sculpting there. So it's a fun camp, and you can get information on that camp. There is a charge for that camp, but just go to ulm.edu/VAPA, and they can get information on that camp.
Great. It sounds like you guys have a great summer lined up. We were just talking a minute ago about how the ULM's VAPA department always tries to make sure that you guys have, you know, different programs set in place during the summer. And it's really important, as we were saying, for kids to stay busy during the summer. But more specifically, these programs really help in other ways as well.
Well, it's the arts side of it. You can find a bunch of camps, and we even have them here on campus that deal with, you know, the STEM acronym and things like that, which, you know, I'm trying hard to advocate the idea out there that we don't need just STEM camps. We need STEAM camps. We need that A in there for the arts. And some people are listening to me on that and some people not. But you can find lots of camps. What we try to do is offer camps on the artistic side of it, the humanistic approach, you know, the creative approach. That's very important to us.
Absolutely. And we were just talking about how this is, I mean, it's a great recruitment tool because you're getting, you know, young students here to the student throughout, here on the campus throughout the summertime. And you say that people have chosen to come here at ULM to get their education as a result of coming to some of these camps.
Oh, yes, definitely. The first, sometimes a young person's first exposure to the campus, like these junior high school students that will come to this junior high band camp, this might be the first time that they've set foot on campus. So we try to make sure that they come here and they have a good time, that they have fun, and that'll stick in their mind as they get up at the age to where they need to start making college choices. But it's very important for me to have young people on campus, and they're probably going to bring their parents with them too to come hear the final concert. And it's just, it's real important to me that everybody walks away from a camp that we sponsor here on campus and they say, well, that was good. The structure was good. The students learned a lot. They had a good time. We think we'll come back for some more of these in the future.
Sure. And let's talk about back with these events coming up here this summer, one in July and one in August, the registration for these.
Yeah. Registration for the junior high band camp, they can either call my office at 342-3811 and we'll give them some information, or if they're over in West Monroe, go by the band house music store over in West Monroe and they can get information. For the art camp, August 1st through 5th, they can either call my office or they can go online, ulm.edu/VAPA, and there's information on the camp, and they can even download the application form for the camp. That camp is a $250 charge for a full week of activities. It's just a day camp, no overnight campers, but the camp fee includes lunch for the students every day.
Great. And, you know, Daryl, anytime we have a guest here at KEDM, we always like to ask our interviewees why people should come and support their event.
Well, it's the artistic education of the student. We're trying to make sure that we advocate all the time for the arts, not just music, but the visual arts, dance, theater. That's part of our mission, is to reach out to this area with the resources, the faculty, the students that we have here, and make sure that everybody knows that arts has to be a part of your life every single day, and it should be.
All right. Daryl Long joining me in discussion about ULM's Summer VAPA programs coming up. Daryl, once again, how can people contact you for more information?
342-3811 is my office on campus, or go to ulm.edu/VAPA.
All right. Daryl Long is the director of ULM's VAPA department. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.